Chapter 21. Instantly, a wall of ice formed before me. Fang's blade radiated an icy blue color, the like I'd never seen on the metal before.
Whoa!
On the other side, the dragon flames crackled against the ice, causing the sheet to melt. With Fang glowing like a blue star in my hand, I seized the moment.
Stay behind this wall,
I ordered Ben. Fang was pulsating with power. It was intoxicating. I stepped around the wall and faced the tiny dragons. In Dragonese, I spoke.
That's enough. Be gone, firebites,
I said, pointing at them with my sword. Fireballs shot from each mouth, pelting me with fire.
Ugh, oh.
I screamed. It hurt. But just like when the steel dragon breathed fire on me, it didn't destroy me. Fang moaned, angry, and blasted shards of ice into all of them. Defiant, they let out with tiny roars, mouths shooting with fire. Fang hit them again, coating them with frost from head to toe. Growling, shivering, they backed away. I willed Fang to shoot them again, but fire brats deserved it.
Get out of here while you can!
Wings pinned to their sides, one by one, they scampered away. The last one, looking back, shot another blast of fire my way. I ducked, and when I looked back, it was gone. Still filled with power, I shot another blast into the burning tree. The ice smothered the flames out. Admiring Fang, I said,
That was incredible.
Fang flared and moaned, then returned back to his shiny coat of steel.
Well done, Fang. And thank you,
I said, sliding him back into his sheath. I remembered what the steel dragon had said.
That sword you have, little dragon, you should get to know it better. That day your father forged it, I was there. Tell him hello. And thank you.
There was certainly much more to that than I expected.
You talk to your sword?
Ben said, stepping from behind the wall of ice.
And it makes snow?
Ben, you almost got us killed, do you understand that?
He stood there, blinking.
Do you want to continue this journey with me?
I said, patting out a patch of flame on my armor. I had burn marks all over me, and a nasty boil popped up on my arm. He nodded.
Then follow my orders from now on.
I punched him in the arm.
Got it?
He grimaced, holding his shoulder. I shrugged. That's what Brenmar would have done if I'd acted so foolish. I felt Ben eyeing me back.
Those were dragons? They were so small.
Yes, those were dragons. And as you can see, just because something is small doesn't mean it's not dangerous.
Take a moment to think. What would have happened if they'd come after you without me? You'd be a human roast, right?
And they have our scent now. They might come back, you know? Burn us in our sleep.
Eyes like saucers, tone somber, he nodded and said,
I'm sorry, dragon. I guess we're even, huh?
I guess.
Say, what? Something rustled in my hair. I'd forgotten about the Pixlin. I had him in my dragon claws.
What is that?
Exclaimed Ben. The Pixlin struggled in my grip, but I wasn't hurting him. I wasn't letting him go, either.
A Pixlin, part of the fairy race.
Ben came closer, gaping, and said,
I heard they grant wishes.
I laughed, but not out loud.
This should be good.
Go ahead and make a wish, then.
I suggested.
Well, why don't you make a wish, then?
I closed my eyes, thinking, and said,
Well, I didn't really have one in mind. But if you're not interested, I could think of one, I guess.
I'm hungry. Maybe some food.
No, do something bigger than that.
What would you wish for, Ben?
This should be interesting.
You could learn a lot about a person if you knew what they wished for. Scratching the side of his cheek, Looking between me and the fairy, Ben said,
I'd wish for peace in all Nalzenbor.
Well, that was touching. Naive, but at least his heart was in the right spot.
He'll make a fine hero yet.
Impressive, but pretty big, Ben. Their magic is limited, so you might as well ask for something smaller.
Can I save it?
Sure, you can do whatever you want. He glanced at me and said,
He can't really grant wishes, can he?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. The Pixlin chattered at me, but I had no idea what he said. I imagine it was, let me go.
What are you going to do with him?
The Pixlin was an exotic and handsome little thing. His skin was the color of pollen, his eyes like tiny gems. A perfect figurine of a man. Still, it was strange to find a Pixlin so far from the high mountains. And I found it hard to believe the fire bites rousted him out from there. And the creature, though defiant in my grasp, seemed sad, almost worried. What is wrong? A puff of blue smoke shot from his mouth and into my face, my mouth, my eyes.
Oh, no!
The lights went out, and my memories began to fade.